Once upon a time, in a warm and cozy womb, a little baby girl was running out of room. So she kicked and squirmed and wiggled, and into the doctor's arms she was delivered. Happy and healthy with 10 fingers and 10 toes, this is the story of Amanda Grant. Listen closely as it goes. As a girl, she loved to talk and sing and play, but a klutz she was, and there passed not even a single day that she managed to stay upright without a bruise or bump, her shoes untied, her sleeves too long. Oh no, another lump. No, she wasn't going to be graceful, that her parents knew, but with loving eyes they watched her grow. There were many other things she could do. A gymnast? No. A cello player? Oh dear, no. A figure skater? Still no. It was her love of attention that made her the star of the show. Up she grew, but not too tall. Oh, just about as big as a life-sized hobbit doll.
My dear Frodo, hobbits really are amazing creatures.
A true Aries child, adventurous, energetic, and pioneering. But whoops, careful, Amanda, into your brother's new car you are steering. Driving, dating, and talking on the phone far too much, her life was beginning, the stars she longed to touch. Education was the way, English and history she planned to study. She'd learn all that she could, and then she'd be in the money. But 5 years of university to get a minor and 4-year BA? Oh. It doesn't always go to plan, that's why pencils have erasers is what they say. Judge her if you must, but you'll be impressed when I tell you this. Once she had her diploma, an opportunity arose that she couldn't miss. Traveling Europe with her best friend, 2 entire months abroad, for themselves they would defend. The backpack weighed as much as she did because of what she brought. A hairdryer and straightening iron? Heaven forbid she would be caught. Not looking like she ought to in her worldly digital pictures. A new way of seeing life, a new perspective was now a fixture in Amanda's heart, and so she tried something new. A first-year college student at 27? True. So there you have it, one young life from birth until today. No conclusion yet, for tomorrow brings another verse, another day.